I'm Sean Crawford on today's WUIS State Journal Register Business Reports. We'll talk about the possibility of yet another TIF district in Springfield, and bank mergers appear to be back. Tim, let's start with this TIF district idea. It involves the YWCA building in downtown Springfield. What's the latest with that?
Well, the city of Springfield, as we've talked about, expects to purchase that block soon for about $1.5 million. And during his State of the Downtown address to Downtown Springfield Incorporated, Mayor Houston, well, it was actually before his speech, threw out this idea that you could use that block as a basis for a new downtown TIF. And the current TIF is scheduled to expire in 2016, so they're looking around for options.
And TIF districts allow them to basically garner some tax money and use it to improve property within a district. And from everything we've talked about before, this building is in need of improvement.
It is. The building probably would have to come down at some point once the city is able to acquire that. The existing TIF has been used for a variety of projects. Probably one of the largest recently was the Prairie Capital Convention Center renovation. So it has been a key source of funding for getting some of these older buildings back in use downtown. And to get a replacement district is not an easy process. They would have to apply to the state and also would have to show that there's sufficient blighted property within the new district to justify that. So it's still a ways off, but it looks like they're hoping to have something in place when the current TIF expires in 2016.
And if this building does come down, what are they talking about could go there?
Probably retail commercial would be the most logical thing that would happen there. The mayor also said once they do acquire the block, decide what to do with the building, they'd begin soliciting development proposals for that block.
Let's move on to the banking industry and some community banks, changes taking place there. What's going on?
Something we've noticed in the last few months, Sean, during the banking crisis, a lot of the mergers and acquisitions just basically came to a halt. Those have begun to pick up again, but only among the community banks. Bank of Springfield just in the last week or so announced they'd be acquiring a bank in Staunton, which includes a couple of branches down in the Metro East area. And then last fall, United Community Bank in Chatham had a couple of acquisitions in a matter of 3 months over in the Quincy area. So that looks to be picking up again now that the banking crisis is pretty much faded.
Now, we always hear about community banks, and it's that hometown service they like to always talk about. But getting bigger is part of it's a necessity for them.
It is. That's what the bankers will tell you. You need volume just like, well, a retail business. You need that volume of customers to begin offering some of these newer services. So you're seeing, in this case, the Staunton Bank only had 2 branches, and they're being folded into the much larger Bank of Springfield, and then they can extend those services to those new markets.
Finally this week, Tim, a new law that took effect on January 1st involved electronic cigarettes and the nicotine alternative products. We know that you get carded if you are going to buy those. You're supposed to be carded for your ID, but that can happen even with these products.
What got this started, just to be honest with you, I was carded at a county market for a purchase of a bottle of wine, and I hadn't been carded probably in a good 3 decades. So they're just tightening up on some of these. With all of the products out there now, you have electronic cigarettes, traditional tobacco, nicotine alternatives, and now you have about 13,000 video gaming terminals in convenience stores and taverns. So the clerks just have a lot more challenge making sure people are of age, and they're stepping up some of the training efforts in that regard.
That's the youthful-looking Tim Landis.
I wish.
Tim, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thank you, Sean.
Tim Landis is business editor for the State Journal Register. You can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.